Not all heroes are bitten by radioactive spiders. Our heroes are made at Kangan Institute. Call 13TAFE or visit kangan.edu.au.
Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
Hey, this weekend it is a very important and significant weekend, and particularly on Friday night when Melbourne take on Collingwood at the MCG. Hopefully 70,000 people are going to pack in, and it's the Reach Foundation's opportunity to continue to do and apply all of the great values that Jim Stein's put down in place when he established Reach, and it's a Reach round. And Fergus Watts, the CEO, has been good enough to join us again in the studio. Go, Ferg.
Go, Gary.
Did I get that right?
Round for Reach. Round for yeah. Friday night. Yeah.
And an opportunity to contribute. $11 we're asking for, which was Jimmy's number, and more if you can, but that's a nice starting point.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're asking everyone, and sort of our campaign in the night is based around Be Like Jim.
Yep.
And, you know, Jim dedicated a very large part of his life to young people and the development of young people. And what we're asking from the community, what we're asking for everyone at the game, anyone watching or engaging with this weekend of footy, is just to be like Jim for a small part of our lives. And what that means is be able to focus on young people, be able to focus on the development of young people and what's important to them. And, you know, and we ask you to do what Jim did for so much in his life. And if you can donate $11 as well, that'd be great as well.
Yeah, to think outside of yourself is the greatest lesson that I learned from him. So the opportunity to do that is within your own life, but also with the $11 if you're able to or more. What's the mechanism for that? How can you, you know, go about?
So you can go to reach.org.au/Jim. The different broadcasts this week, there's a QR code floating around. On the footy record, there's a QR code. There'll be 20,000 badges given out on the night. There's a QR code. You can scan all that. You can text Jim to 0473 000 111.
Mm-hmm. We'll put all this up on our page, yep.
Always to be able to make a donation. And you know, like we said, and I'm very big on, it's what is so important with young people now is to continually develop that strong sense of self, that strong sense of self-confidence with who you are. And that was Jim's focus for so long in his life, and it continues to be the focus of the Reach Foundation. And so for everyone out there, we ask you this week to put some focus on young people and focus on what's important to them.
Last time you were in, we had an enormous response from people listening to the program around the conversation that we were having. What are some of these challenges specifically that are facing young people today that we need to talk about?
Well, one of the things, so we obviously see thousands of young people every week, right? Yep. And we create a space where young people can talk about real things. And so we obviously get a huge amount of feedback from young people in terms of what comes up in our workshops. One of the things that's coming up quite substantially are these issues around household and societal issues. So household pressures is a major factor in causing anxiety within young people.
Right.
So that means things like cost of living, petrol, food, interest rates, you know, these sort of things that most people don't think impact young people, because there's no 15-year-old out there worrying about a mortgage. Mm. But what happens is when cost of living goes up, when interest rates increase, when we're getting all of this content through the media, and then mum and dad come home and they're stressed about paying the bills, or they're complaining about how much petrol is, or they're worried about what the mortgage looks like, that feeds down onto the young people in their lives. And those young people then are trying to figure out their place in the world and where they sit and what's important to them. And that impacts their ability to do that, and in turn create some anxiety. And these things are coming up a lot in our workshops.
So are you saying that parents need to maybe pause and think about who's listening when they have these conversations around these issues that they're confronted with and the stresses and pressures that they're feeling as parents?
That's right. And the core...
That's hard though, isn't it, for people the reality of day-to-day living?
It's very hard, because you walk home, you know, you walk through the door from work and you've got two working parents and you're worried about paying the bills and all of the reality of life, and then you've got a couple of kids sitting at home, sitting around the dining table. What's important for young people is that you create a space for them to talk about it. And a lot of these things that are happening, like Roe v. Wade in the States, that's coming up a lot right? And so you think, well, let's say the other side of the world, it's a Supreme Court issue about, you know, that is not relevant to this country.
You're talking about the abortion
ruling by the US Supreme Court. That is coming up in our workshops quite a bit. And again, a lot of these things that are going on at the moment, they're very heavily politically charged. Mm. You know, the referendum that's being talked about at the moment. Like these issues raise, they're heavily politically charged. Most people fall on one side or the other of it, and we're seeing pretty biometric, sort of very separate views on a lot of these things. And what happens is people give their views at home. They talk about it passionately at home rather than creating a space where young people can have a neutral discussion about it, be able to talk about how they're feeling and what's impacting to them. That's what parents need to do, is to create that space for young people to be able to talk and explore what's important with them.
A lot of parents would struggle, though, to be able to get their own heads around some of these issues. Let's show the climate. Yeah, I would imagine climate change for young kids.
Huge.
Particularly, you know, I talk about it with my kids. I'm not, sometimes I feel ill-equipped and I'm not up to speed with enough, and they argue passionately about it, and I sort of sit there and go, you know, and I throw a few back at them, and then they get angry with me and they reckon I'm a climate denier, and I'm saying I'm not, but there's, you know, there's two sides to every story. I mean, how's that manifest itself at the dinner table?
But that debate is perfect. That's the point. Right. But what happens a lot is people say, no, this is the way it is. And the reality is with most of these issues, it's not. Climate is a substantial issue for young people. And it comes up every day very consistently. But that discussion you have with your kids in having a healthy debate on both sides of an issue, in being able to discuss that, we don't need to be fully equipped and educated on the matter of climate or the matter of abortion or the matter of the referendum or, you know, the cost of living. We don't need to be highly educated on these things. We're not here, you know, as parents to necessarily tell or you know, as teachers are the same or any young person we come across. The ability to create the space for debate so young people can work through these things themselves. Mm. And, you know, I talk about often that the two core factors in protecting mental health is developing a strong sense of self in who you are and what's important to you, and a strong understanding of those around you. And we got to make sure that young people understand where they fit in the world, be able to do that based on what their values are and what's important to them. And the only way they can do that is if they can talk about it, and we don't provide these spaces for them to talk about it.
Fergus Watts is the CEO of Reach, and these are great discussions to have because kids are also, you know, much more educated these days and strongly passionate about it. But guess what? Older generation are as stubborn and pig-headed as any generation. So then you just get this clap. They go, this is how it is. And then the adults go, don't listen. I'm the adult.
Yeah, you're not experienced enough to have that.
Yeah. And then sometimes at the dinner table, you storm off and nothing's been resolved. Is that healthy?
What?
At least you're having the discussion.
There's the storm off, maybe not so much, but that is right. That no, that you are wrong about that. This is the way it is. Now, what we have so much access to content now, and that is the one of the major sort of factors in this whole thing is the content that gets fed to all of us and to young people especially. Like they are consuming an enormous amount of content on a daily basis through their channels, and so all these issues that arise, they are being informed, and they're being informed one way or another. Right? It's not always right because they're getting information from all different sources, but. It's the debate through the neutrality of let's have a discussion about what's happening for us. That's the important thing.
I can hear parents out there that might be listening to this now saying, okay, that sounds great in theory to sit down and have a conversation, but that's hard to do sometimes because of teenagers don't always necessarily want to sit down and have a chat when you might want to sit down and have a chat or when you make the time available. It's not like you can say, okay, at 5:30 every night we're going to sit down and have a chat because, you know, they're doing other things or they just don't feel like they're in the mood to have a conversation.
Well, that's why Reach is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is what we do, right? Because – and one of the things I talk about a lot and the way – sort of the science behind the Reach work, young people are hard to connect with, especially if you're their parent.
Yes.
Right? So young people are hard to connect with. They don't necessarily want to talk about it. And so it takes a skill – of energy movement, it takes a skill of facilitation, it takes a skill set of asking the right questions and being able to get to the right issue in an environment where they feel safe to do so. there is a whole range of factors that go with that. And, you know, a lot of the time the develop, you know, the adolescent brain totally rewires through the, you know, 13 to 18 years. So those things are hard to do. And that, you know, that's why organisations like Reach, and that's why Jim founded Reach in the first place,
right,
was for exactly this reason.
Hey, so this is the point, and you might be saying, okay, Reach round for Reach, $11, can I do that? Well, you can. I hope you can. It's a few coffees, but because then you get a message like this from Darren, right? My 17-year-old son feels helpless as a result of a suicide of a classmate last week. He attends a traditional boys' school in Ballarat, wants to start the conversation on introducing this conversation into the curriculum. How can he reach out to Fergus? Darren will give you the details for Fergus and how you can reach out, but that is in a nutshell. Yeah, where do I start? How do I get this conversation going? How can I introduce it into a school? He feels helpless. That is what, if honestly, that is just part of what Reach are able to facilitate somewhere along the way. And that's why we continue to push hard and try and raise money and maintain this great organisation that was started by our great friend.
That's right. And that's the stuff, like, you've got high risk factors and high risk issues like Darren's son. And you've got that, you know, the importance of having those spaces in schools. And the reality is we as an organisation impact 50,000 young people a year. There's an available 2 million that sit within our sort of demographic in this country. And so we've got to get out to as many as we possibly can through the school network.
Hey, we've got to get a break away. We're going to run out of time. We'll give you some details on Reach and how you can be contacted on the other side of this.
When Corinne and Roxane first thought of their business idea, Special Treats Your Dog Can Eat, they decided to go for it with GoDaddy. They got started for free and built their new doggy treat business online with GoDaddy's website builder. GoDaddy made it easy with professionally designed templates and gave them the marketing tools they needed to help them attract customers and increase sales. With orders rolling in, Corinne and Roxane are getting their treats too. So, when you want to get your business idea online, back yourself and go for it with GoDaddy.com.au.
Got messages coming through quickly, and sometimes you only hear what you want to hear. I'll read this quickly. Our kids are sheltered and mollycoddled enough. Now you're saying, as parents, we can't even discuss the cost of living pressures around them. Come on, stuff like this does nothing to prepare our kids for life after they leave home.
Well, that would go against what I think we just talked about, which was discuss these issues.
Yeah, we didn't say don't discuss.
No, it was kind of the opposite of that. Create an environment where you can discuss it without the heavily emotionally charged opinion one way or another, especially as a parent, creating the safe space where young people can talk about how these things are making them feel so they can work through them through discussion rather than being told what to think.
What's the phone numbers? We'll put it all up on our social website. What is it?
0473 000 111. Text Jim or go to reach.org.au/Jim.
It's always great when you come in, always. Fergus, and we'll talk again sooner rather than later.
Love to.
Thanks, Fergus. CEO of Reach. We'll put all those details up on our social pages.
Not all heroes are bitten by radioactive spiders. Our heroes are made at Kangan Institute. Call 13 TAFE or visit kangan.edu.au.
Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.